Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In May 1920, Anna Widsoe had just turned 21. She and five of her friends were leaving for a week-long, all-expense-paid trip to Zion National Park in southern Utah. Their vacation was paid for by the Union Pacific Railroad, which hoped to attract visitors to the country's newest national park. Zion Canyon first came to national attention when Frederick Dellenbaugh displayed his stunning paintings at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis. 5 years later, Zion became a national monument. For years, visitors trickled in by horse and wagon, but in 1917, construction of the first paved road led to a major boost in traffic. When Zion achieved national park status 2 years later, the Union Pacific Railroad wanted a cut of the growing tourist trade, so spearheaded an advertising campaign. Who better to promote the new national park than six attractive young co-eds? When Anna and her friends, Melba Dunyon, Mildred Gerard, Dora Montague, Nell Creer, and Catherine Levering, arrived prior to the 1920 tourist season, they became Zion National Park's first official visitors. They traveled by train to Lund, Utah, and drove the rest of the way by automobile. Anna exclaimed upon entering the park that words cannot express the gorgeous, magnificent country. They spent the week hiking and rock climbing and playing practical jokes on each other. The railroad took promotional photographs of the girls romping through Zion and published accounts of their trip in major newspapers all across the country. On the final day of their trip, the girls swung open Zion's wooden gates and launched the park's first official tourist season. The Union Pacific Railroad had gauged it right. Zion proved an immensely popular destination. Since then, many vacationers have passed through Zion Canyon, marveling like Anna Widsoe at the glorious country and wonderful scenes. Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were provided by Rebecca Anderson. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Please visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.